Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Congress is coming back in session, and one of the big votes on the horizon is this so-called Iran deal. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, one of the big bills that's coming down the pipe, one of the big votes, is whether Congress will agree or disagree with this so-called Iran deal. And one of the things that is now happening, it's coming from the House, that there will be no vote on this particular Iran deal unless and until President Obama reveals all the so-called secret side agreements, which is just unbelievable that the president would have secret agreements that he would not inform either the House or the Senate, that they are just supposed to vote in favor of what he has negotiated or John Kerry has negotiated. And I use that in a quotes because they didn't negotiate anything. They just accepted essentially what was handed to them by Iran. And that they have these secret agreements. Nobody knows what they are. Nobody knows why they're secret. And they have no informed ability to choose whether to affirm or not to affirm. So the House is saying, you need to reveal these secret side agreements, which is incredible that they even have them, before we even vote, and that the clock won't begin to tick until we know what those secret side agreements are. But either way, this Iran deal needs to be stopped.
Well, a big part of the problem here is that the Congress and the House agreed here basically to give Obama his way and then to say in order to override it, they need a supermajority. Well, that's not how it works, the way a treaty works, and that's what this is here, is that they need the advisement and consent of the United States Senate and of Congress here to affirm a treaty and which requires a supermajority. So they flipped it here. It's completely been turned on its head so that the president and John Kerry, well, really these Iranian mullahs, will get whatever they want because the president has completely capitulated on every single aspect of it. You know, and one central core aspect of it has now come to light was that they would be monitoring their possession of uranium and any transference of uranium and so forth. Well, now suddenly, lo and behold, Iran is coming out and saying, hey, we've just discovered a great rich deposit of uranium right here in Iran. So that negates that central aspect of this deal. This thing is an absolute disaster, Matt. And you mentioned the side deals here. What America are we living in here where the chief executive of the United States, through subterfuge and can hide and have these backroom deals with the chief supporters of Islamic terrorism in the entire world, which is Iran?
Yeah, I mean, here you are, you want to enter into a contract, and you say, okay, I want to find out what this contract is about, so we're going to carefully read it, and by the time you get ready to sign it, you find out, you know, there's these secret side agreements that you have no idea about. Well, what is that? Well, don't worry about it. Just sign the contract. Well, what is the? Well, no, just sign the contract. Yeah, you'll figure it out later. Who would do that? Here we're talking about national security. We're talking about peace, or we're talking about literally World War III in the Middle East. We're talking about Iran becoming a nuclear power, and if they obtain nuclear weapons, they will ultimately use them. They're not going to be like other countries that have nuclear capability but do not use them. They will actually use it. And if you reverse this particular agreement after you have a new president in office that takes the oath in January of 2017, the problem that will happen is, yeah, you could reverse it, but several things will have already happened that will be irreversible. Number one, Iran will have gotten hundreds of millions of dollars immediately after this agreement is finalized or approved. And they also will have trade sanctions lifted. So they will have two things: lots of money in the bank that they can use to funnel and fund terrorism through Syria, Lebanon, and Gaza, or surrounding Israel. They will also receive weapons from Russia, Russia is looking at this as a lucrative contract for them, that they can sell missiles that will carry payloads long distances well into Israel and perhaps even to the United States of America, but certainly all around the Middle East and Europe. Those things cannot be reversed. So once they have those weapons, they've got them. Once they've got the cash, you can't get that back. And that will not be reversible with a new president that has a completely different position.
Well, and you know, it's not a question. This isn't speculation. We're not speculating. We're not saying, well, we suspect that Iran will attack Israel, will go after Israel. If it gains nuclear, weaponized nuclear capability, that they will destroy Israel. This is what they've promised. We're doing a deal with a government that has officially stated that Israel is the little Satan and the U.S. is the big Satan, and that they intend through nuclear attack to destroy both nations. They are on record as saying this. How can we even be having this discussion, Matt, that with a president in the United States who would treason? This is treason for him to go forward and effectively make it capable, Iran capable of gaining this kind of nuclear capability to both attack Israel and attack the U.S., which they have promised to do. I'm just completely, my mind is boggled. How can we even be having this discussion?
Yeah, it's hard to even comprehend that. Oh, just imagine yourself while you're trying to negotiate a deal that would bring some kind of stability of peace to the point where your adversary is not going to be able to kill you. And while you're doing that, your adversary creates war games during the process in which they are killing you, or they release videos of dropping a nuclear bomb on the United States of America. And then when you walk away from the table and you got very little because you basically kowtowed to everything that they wanted, then the people on the other side, the leader, actually comes up and speaks to people and sends out tweets that says, yeah, death to America. We want to destroy America. They're the great Satan. Death to America. And everyone's chanting, yeah, death to America, death to America. How in the world, how do you make something up that's absurd and that the president is recklessly moving forward to negotiate with someone that wants to kill and destroy America? They say it publicly. They will do it if they have the capability. And you cannot trust them one bit, and you can't verify whether they're complying with the so-called agreement.
So there's no question here, Matt, that, again, United States intelligence has established that Iran is the chief sponsor of Islamic terrorism worldwide. They are the ones fanning the flames and funding, and we are now talking about giving, what is it, $150 billion to Iran as part of this deal. So now, under this deal, President Obama becomes one of the cheap funders of Islamic terrorism across the nation. Again, that is treasonous. Treason is defined in the Constitution against the U.S. as consisting only in levying war against our enemies or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. I would say that $150 billion to put in your terrorism coffers might constitute aid and comfort, but maybe that's just me, Matt.
Well, you know, go to libertycouncil.com because there we have some petitions for you to sign to make your voice heard to members of Congress. They need to be very strong. Unfortunately, the Democrats on the Senate have already lined up saying that they will support this agreement. So that doesn't look good on the Senate, but this is not over yet. And more and more problems are coming out of the so-called agreement, especially the so-called side agreements that nobody knows about. So go to libertycouncil.com, make your voice heard to stop this so-called Iran agreement. Again, it's libertycouncil.com. Go to libertycouncil.com for more information as well, not only on this issue, but we also have other petitions and emails that you can sign up for Liberty Counsel, our 501c3 public interest law firm, an educational organization. It's a grassroots action email that keeps you involved with what's happening on the ground in these areas all over the country regarding religious freedom, sanctity of human life, and the family. You can also sign up for the Liberty Council Action, which is our 501c4 organization, and that'll keep you in tune with the Iran agreement and the Planned Parenthood defunding and many other things that are happening on Capitol Hill. And there's other resources that are there, as well as on our main website, lc.org. Books and resources there available for you. Remember Liberty Council in your prayers and your regular financial support. Liberty Council exists through contributions from individuals just like you all over the country.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.